Next up is the announcement that is reportedly being made by OpenAI to launch several very specialized agent products with very premium pricing tiers ranging from $2,000 per month to $20,000 per month. And here we are for the first time seeing actual costs that are equivalent to paying human workers at this point, which would really do some incredible things for OpenAI's pricing models and revenue. And that's for sure very likely a huge part of this decision. Apparently, with goals at the company having these agents generate up to 20 to 25% of their revenue. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Do me a favor and turn the volume up again on this one with me, guys. Next couple episodes here, we have a sleeping navigator baby. So going to be trying to keep it down and not get as excited as I usually do when I'm talking about this stuff, because we have a ton of news to try and sift through, as usual, here today on tonight's episode, I should say, coming at you with a jam-packed daily digest. Three things that we're going to talk about today. One, another push from Amazon in the AI model space, specifically with a new hybrid reasoning model, and that's going to be added to their family of models, the Nova family, which we have talked briefly about on the show before. We're going to also talk about a new level of premium AI agents, and these are going to be coming from OpenAI. And if you thought the $200 per month for the pro subscription was expensive and maybe prohibitive to smaller to medium-sized businesses or freelancers using the tool, wait until you hear what they're charging for these AI agents. The most premium of them is going to cost you $20,000 per month. And then lastly, diving into AI adoption and specifically how that's going to be driven by one of the first, if not the first, truly AI-centric mobile phone devices. Major props to Perplexity. They are partnering up with Deutsche Telekom, the parent company of T-Mobile, offering this new AI phone. Okay, so let's dive into these three topics, and I'll try and break these down as succinctly and usefully for you as always, and keep this episode short and sweet, but it's probably going to be a little bit of a long one. First, this new Amazon model, it is set to be launched by June of this year and seeks to be a hybrid model similar to these new unified intelligence models with goals that we've been seeing of basically unifying the techniques of being able to allow for both quick and more complex deep thinking type work all under one roof. And if this happens to be the first episode where you've heard the term reasoning model, these are types of models that are optimized to handle very complex multi-step problems that require systematic thinking. They often include coding, tasks, mathematics, or science, and they seek to break down the problems into multiple parts and think through each separate part of a problem, approaching it more like a human would, a human-style cognition when they think about their answers. And it's really interesting because, and this news is particularly interesting because it is Amazon, and they've been pretty quiet in the AI model space, and here they are taking another shot in that area. And as we mentioned, they did have their initial announcement about this family, this Nova family of models, a while back. But they've also invested heavily, $8 billion, into Anthropic. And as we mentioned, Anthropic will be powering the new Alexa Plus capabilities. But I think it's clear to the leadership at Amazon that even an investment into AI is not going to keep your company competitive. If you are a tech leader or a tech giant, you need to have some sort of internal AI competition and development that you are able to offer. Okay, next up is the announcement that is reportedly being made by OpenAI to launch several very specialized agent products with very premium pricing tiers ranging from $2,000 per month to $20,000 per month. And here we are for the first time seeing actual costs that are equivalent to paying human workers at this point, which would really do some incredible things for OpenAI's pricing models and revenue. And that's for sure very likely a huge part of this decision. Apparently, with goals at the company having these agents generate up to 20 to 25% of their revenue. And assuming the agent's capabilities are worth that amount, it seems like it would very likely be successful because you know there are going to be enterprises, leading enterprises and businesses all too willing to test that out to spend any number of premium dollars. But anyway, it's a very bold step because it is OpenAI basically claiming that they can reproduce, if not surpass, actual human performance at this point with these agentic products and charge the same amount of money. Now, of course, there's also very likely a situation in which a human is still using this level of AI, and that would probably surpass the output of both individually, so that's likely definitely going to be happening as well. Really, the main question in response to this news right now is probably going to be whether or not the juice is worth the squeeze with this product? Are these agents going to be significantly advanced to the tune of $20,000 per month? Or are they going to be more advanced than something that can be done with open source code? If so, then you will very much want this to be on your radar in the future if you're working in a marketing department or in a freelance environment where these types of agents are within your budget and could produce sufficient ROI. We will definitely be keeping you up to date on all of the cutting edge advancements, no matter their price, that are available. Of course, if they are truly game changing, then it also goes back to the very important debate about democratization and access to the ability to do this knowledge work. Only time will tell, but it's certainly a signal to the actual future capability of agents that we are about to witness, at least the shifting economics for the AI companies who are offering these enterprise solutions. Okay, and then lastly, what we're going to cover tonight is the news coming from Deutsche Telekom, which is the parent company of T-Mobile, and Perplexity, who are partnering to develop an AI phone. It is set to launch in the second half of 2025, and then later in Europe in 2026. We'll get into the specs and the functions and the features of this phone shortly, but what's more important is what this does for AI adoption and just entirely shifting the paradigm to a new type of device where apps are no longer the primary experience on the device. An app-based mobile phone or smartphone or your basic typical internet-based smartphone experience is going away, eventually to be replaced by an AI-based smartphone experience to some degree. So an entirely new user experience as far as what the device feels like and what it does, how it operates. So therefore, an entirely new channel with which to engage those users and to optimize for, especially when you consider that it's going to be in the hands of basically everyone, not just the business or the techie-focused user, but eventually everyone who wants the best type of smartphone, or AI phone in this case. The phone is going to run a custom AI operating system called Magenta AI, running primarily the Perplexity Assistant in this appless phone experience. And as far as the key features of this phone, you're going to get multimodal input where you can interact with that assistant, that Perplexity Assistant, with voice, text, and camera input. So you'll also have almost immediate access to this assistant. In a click of a button, you'll be able to converse with your assistant, even from a lock screen. So I mean, the main pitch here is bringing this agentic assistant capability of all these new agent tools that we're seeing on the web right now in desktop environments right into everybody's pocket in the palm of your hand. And so all of these general use cases that we talk about when we talk about these agents on the show so far, like reserving a restaurant or booking an Uber or purchasing a product all quickly and easily, are all well and good, but they're really only truly convenient when you can do them on a phone. And of course, through apps, you will be able to do that basically on any device, but not natively, which I think will be a pretty big differentiator in the case of this AI native device. And it'll be interesting to see how that native phone experience compares to like an iPhone or a Galaxy, the latest smartphone, for instance, with the app that essentially replicates this experience. And it sounds like there will in fact be an app type experience as well. But I think it's the next layer of integration for apps like your email and your phone calls and text messages on the device and all of that, that instantly this AI operating system Magenta will have access to, instead of needing to do it through an API or a bunch of code in an app that has to be downloaded and updated and maintained and all that. So in addition to the Perplexity Assistant, it will also be integrated with Google Cloud Services and 11 Labs, which we love to see. We talk a lot about 11 Labs on the show, the voice AI company. No surprise to see them once again finding themselves at the forefront of AI tech. And then as far as pricing goes, they're seeking to be competitive in the market with a cost that should be less than $1,000. So I'm sure there will be many AI native or entirely AI powered devices in the future coming from the incumbent companies in the space. But this is the first and very large step in that direction. And again, it represents an entirely new device and environment for digital marketers to tell their story and engage with potential customers and create a following for their brand. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.